We're talking with Daniel. You overcame something that I know a lot of people are struggling with right now, which is heroin. But how did you get started on that?
It was 2009. I was in a car accident. I was T-boned, and I had my head was split open, and my back was injured. And it started with just hydrocodones, and the doctors prescribed me hydrocodones, and I started taking them, and I started abusing them. I started eating them like they were Skittles, and I kept asking for more and more pain medicine, and the doctors kept giving it. This cycle just kept repeating for 8 years until I was on a whole lot of pain medicine, and then the doctor closed the door and cut me off, and so I didn't have much choice. I was addicted, so I turned to the streets and started using heroin and methamphetamine.
So when you turned to the streets, was heroin your first go-to, or did you first try pain meds being sold on the street?
Yeah, the pain medicines were available, but they were more expensive. So the cheaper route was to get the heroin.
Did you inject it, or how did you use it?
I was injecting it, snorting it, smoking it. I about lost my right hand, my left hand, and my right foot to infection. I had to have surgery to save them. These are different at different times, different occasions. And then the people started overdosing because of the fentanyl and the heroin. And so some of us began to counteract that by mixing it with methamphetamine so you wouldn't fall asleep for good.
So that was back in 2009 or so that you had the car wreck.
Yes.
Then you started using the pain meds prescribed to you by the doctor. And that went on for what, about a year or so?
No, I was being prescribed pain medicines until 2016. I believe it was in March of 2016. My doctor closed her doors because the opioid epidemic or crisis began to scare the doctors, and the state began to crack down, and methadone was no longer available for regular doctors and nurse practitioners, only for methadone clinics. It's too expensive, and the location, I couldn't get there, so I withdrew from methadone. That was probably the worst. That took the longest.
I hear a lot of people talk about methadone being harder to overcome than other drugs.
Yeah, methadone, it takes so long, and nothing can, for me anyways, nothing could replace it. No other opiate would take its place. You either had methadone or you were sick. There's no way around it.
So the heroin. You were using heroin, I guess, what, two times a day? How often were you using it whenever you switched to heroin from the pain pills and everything?
Man, honestly, I really don't know. I wasn't able to acquire a whole lot because by the time I started doing heroin, I was already so far down. And that's why I just started mixing it with meth and cooking it together and injecting it. And it almost killed me. January 5th, I decided to get clean, and I went back to my faith, back to my roots, and I went back to my home church. And well, the truth is that I simply submitted, and I knelt down at an altar and allowed the priests of the church to lay their hands on me and prayed for me. And well, my truth is that God delivered me from this addiction that I could not beat on my own. I didn't have rehab. I didn't have money to go to rehab. I've never gone to an NA class. I simply relied on my faith and reading the word and prayer and worship and just held on. And I'll be hitting a year January 5th.
A lot of people, it takes them a lifetime to overcome some of the addictions they have. What do you see in your future? I mean, now that you're clean and you have been clean for almost a full year now, are you going to help others?
Well, I've already had several people from my past that I know want to speak to me and ask me how I was able to do it. Honestly, I sought counsel on that issue, and I agreed. It was what I already thought was that I'm a little too fresh out of it to be exposing myself to that environment. Maybe with time, sure, I would love to get into some kind of counseling or join the ministry. But as for now, number one is for me is just maintain sobriety. Like I said, I've had friends ask, but I'm not quite ready to see them yet.
And how old are you today?
I'm 35.
So you got your whole life ahead of you for sure.
Yes. I'm very optimistic about the future. I've got a big dragon just off my back. You know, I don't have to wake up sick anymore. And I am educated. I have a degree. Just rebuilding my life. And but one thing about overcoming addiction is it teaches you a great deal of patience. To be patient with yourself, and you don't have to put more strain on you than it is already there.
And probably gives you a lot more understanding of other people too.
Yes, some people say that addiction is a choice. Some people say addiction is a disease. Maybe some of our choices lead us down the roads where we become addicted, but once we are, well, we're there now. You know, you're addicted. And maybe it was a choice or two that got you there. Maybe it wasn't.
So in closing, what would you say to somebody who may hear this, who may be in the midst of a struggle with heroin, with pain pills, with alcohol, with whatever?
I would have to tell them, you know, my truth, and that is that it wasn't anything that I did or anyone. No one can fix your addiction for you. And maybe you can't beat it, but what I did was I went back to the Lord. I went back to the Word, went back to prayer, and that's what worked for me.